Amen. I take that. Well, thank you, Father, through our Lord, Savior, Mashiach, Yahushua. Tonight, our teaching is going to be called Christ Excommunicated from His Own Church. But before we do that, today is Nicene the 17th, which for year 2025, that's at 3 p.m., that's when Christ got up. So at Nicene the 14th, He was a Passover lamb and killed between the evenings at 3 p.m. And so now, today's, it's been 72 hours later that He's up. And so Nicene the 14th, full moon, and so that's where we are. But that's not the teaching. So back to the teaching. Christ excommunicated from His own church. We got to realize, too, that Satan is an angel of light. So when we were born into a pseudo-Christianity. So pseudo means false. So there's a great amount of the teachings that we were born with are false. They're not Christianity. They are doctrines of demons. And that's nothing new, all right? And we know the Jews, and we're going to see that. You know, this is it creeps in all the time. Our adversary is doing it constantly. So here's just some of the things that we were born with. And until we read this word in the Hebrew scriptures, you have to look at the Hebrew words to validate it and to see what Yahweh actually says. Just for instance, how many of us were born to know that God's name was Yahweh? Nobody. I mean, how bad is that? That's Christianity. That's pseudo-Christianity. But Christ was, you know, here's the things we've been taught. Christ was born on December 25th A.D. No, He wasn't born on December 25th. And it wasn't, you know, A.D. It was probably 4 years before we got A.D. He did not die on Good Friday and arise on Sunday. No. Woman caught in adultery didn't happen. That's true. Speaking in tongues did not cease with the apostles. These are just lies that we've been told in Christianity. Were your parents speaking in tongues? Was your pastor speaking in tongues in the church, prophesying, you know, word of knowledge, word? No. Our God's name is Yahweh. It was used 6,831 times in just the Old Covenant. Not a pinch in any of your Bibles. And the word Bible is not even in the book. The Bible just is a Latin word for a book. So it's called the Word of Yahweh, or the Law. Did anybody know that Jesus is not His name? You know, Jesus is a Greek name. Well, Yahweh did name His Son a Greek name. He named Him Yahushua, same as Joshua. People are not in heaven today. There's only one human being in heaven, and that's Yahushua. Praying to Mary as our mediator? No, that's Catholicism. The new earth will be our future home, not heaven. That's not taught to us. There were four crucified with Christ, not two. That's not taught. The three kings did not come when Christ was born. It was approximately 2 years later. And they weren't three. They were magi, a whole mess of them. There is no God the Son in Scriptures. There is no God the Holy Spirit in Scriptures. Spirit means what?
Breath.
Breath. And so, you know, are we saying holy breath? I have holy breath. So you got to realize, and the word ruach, which is translated breath, is feminine in majority of all cases, and that's in Hebrew, and sometimes masculine. And in Greek, it's pneuma, and it's always neuter. It's not he, but in Hebrew, it's a she, and in Greek is it. Didn't know that either. There's no hell in this book. In your Bible, there's going to be a hell. But in Young's or Rotherham, there is Sheol, and there is the Valley of Hinnom or Gehenna, but the word hell doesn't exist, and it should not exist in our Bible. It's not part of our word. Man is not a spirit. Animals are living souls, and people do not have a soul. So, that's called, all these things are pseudo-Christianity, false Christianity. We were raised with it. So it takes us a while to get out of it. So, to be an excommunicated, and so we have a choice. Either we can be hot, or we can be cold, or we can be lukewarm. And majority of all Christians are infested with pseudo-Christianity, meaning they're lukewarm, because they're not going to take the heat. Because when you rise to the occasion, in which we're going to see, to be hot, you're going to get crushed, attempt to be crushed. You're not going to be popular. You're going to be canceled. As we're going to see, it happened to Christ. It happened to the Apostle Paul. It happens to Moses. It happens to Jeremiah. It happens to anybody who is hot for the Yahweh. And so the word excommunicated for Christ's sake, and actually, you know, that's what we're supposed to be, and it's going to be expected. So we have to say, will I be excommunicated? Not from the world. The world doesn't care anyway. Hates you. Pilate didn't care. But where does the real heat come from? You know, except for communism, it really comes from the church, so-called the Christian church. Because if you don't conform, you are ousted or called a heretic. And so the word, well, let's just look at some of these places first. The word, oh, I should have that, is excommunicated from a synagogue. That's actually one Greek word. We're going to say excommunicated from a synagogue. We're going to read it. But the word is, I'm going to try to do this, apos ogaos. So it's six syllables. Apos ogaos. And it's the word apo, synagogue. But the synagogue, how we say synagogue is not how it's pronounced. You know, so you'll have to look it up. And it means off synagogue. So the word APO before synagogue means off. And so we've got, we're going to see in John, excommunicated from the synagogue is one Greek word. So we're going to go there, but before we go there, let's go to Luke 4:14. So, our question is, how many of us are going to stand alone, as other people have done, for Christ's sake? If we don't, we're going to conform to the church, which means our children are also going to be corrupted because we didn't speak up. And then revelation is lost. And now false or pseudo-Christianity exists. So Luke 4, we're going to see Christ was excommunicated, put out of the synagogue. The Son of Yahweh, the Mashiach, is that happened. And it says in 4:16, and it came and he came into Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and entered according to his custom on the Sabbath day, into the synagogue, and he stood up to read. And we know, okay, there's the beginning of it. Let's look at 28. And they are all filled with wrath in the synagogue. And they heard these things, and rising up, they did what? Thrust him forth out of the synagogue.
Out of the city.
I know, but obviously he's in the synagogue. He's got to leave the synagogue first. So he's actually being put out of the synagogue, which is being excommunicated from the synagogue. And led him as far as the brow of the hill on which the city was built, so that he might throw him down headlong. But he passed through it. Wow! If Christ was in the churches today, the Catholic or Protestant churches today, the same thing would happen. Because he is going to say, these teachings that I just mentioned to you are all false. And you know what the church would say? Get out of here! Christ is not, was not allowed, because when we teach the truth, we are representing Christ. Christ says, who I send. And if you don't accept the person I send, then you don't accept me. And if you don't accept me, you don't accept the Father. And so if your church doesn't say Yahweh, he says that he's God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we're going to find out. Christ is not allowed to teach in your church. Yeah, how many people do that? Yes, that's just the truth. Now we go into, let's go into John 9, and we're going to see about the synagogue. This word. Let me hold on. I'll get the pronunciation. Get the pronunciation of this. This is a blue software, Blue Letter Bible, which is great. And here's the word.
Strong's G 656. Aposinagogas. Aposinagogas.
Aposinagogas.
One more time.
Strong's G 656. Aposinagogas. Aposinagogas.
I'm not the best with language. There it is. Aposinagogas. That's what we're going to see. That's the word excommunicated from the synagogue. So we've got, we're going to see this in John 9:20. It's used three times in the book of John. And John's not the actual name. That's not a Hebrew name either. It's Yohanan. Yohanan is Yah, is Hana. Hana means favor. Okay, 9:20-22. His parents therefore answering, this is a man born blind, answered and said, we know that this is our son and that blind he was born, but how he now seeth we know not, or who opened his eyes we know not. Question him, he is of age. He concerning himself shall speak. These things said his parents, because, this is explanation, a parenthesis, because they were in fear of the Jews. So this is becoming lukewarm for pressure. For already had the Jews agreed together, same as the Christian church today, if anyone should confess him to be Mashiach, an excommunicate from the synagogue. So the name, that one word is translated excommunicate from the synagogue. Four words. It's out synagogue. Should be made of, and so there's the first usage. If we dive in, and we're going to say into Yahweh's word from they're going to say, well, these are the Jews. That was a synagogue. It wouldn't happen to Christians. Yeah, it does. It happens to the Apostle Paul immediately.
2 Timothy.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it goes on and on. But let's go to John 12:41. Same word. So are you willing to take the heat? That's the question. How many of us are going to stand alone? And these things said Isaiah, because he saw his glory and spake concerning him. Nevertheless, however, even from among the rulers, many believed on him. So here's the secret. But because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing him, lest what?
Excommunicate
from the synagogue they should be made. So, why? For they love the, what? Glory of men more than the glory of Yahweh. So, in your church, your pastors, everybody else is seeking the glory of men rather than the glory of Yahweh. Because otherwise, if they speak the truth in its fullness, what happens to them? They are called heretics. They are called Jehovah's Witnesses. They are called Mormons. And I respect a Mormon Jehovah's Witness any day over a Protestant or Catholic. Because they take the heat. You know? Because that's a slang word. I mean, that's really a slander, which is what our adversary loves. You're actually slandering people who believe there's one God. And so you slander if you believe there's one God. That's the same way with us. If you believe Yahweh, you know, 1 Peter 2:5, there's one God and one mediator between God and man, a man, Christ Yahushua. That's slanderous. That should be in everybody's creed, statement of beliefs. It's in nobody's statement of beliefs. Because that scripture is heresy.
1 Timothy.
Yeah, that's Timothy 2:5. We're going to go on. So scriptures are heresy. Church teachings are doctrine. We think of it, that's called pseudo. Now we go to 12. Yeah, we already did that. 16, 1 through 4, chapter 16.
John 16.
John 16, chapter 1 through 4. Now here's a warning. Very simple, guys. These things have I spoken unto you that you may be caused, that you may not be caused to stumble. Excommunicant from the synagogue will they make you. Okay. If you're not excommunicated from your church, I might not be doing the right thing. Nay, there cometh an hour that everyone who killeth you shall think to be rendering divine service unto Yahweh. They did this to Tisdale. The Protestant church killed him because he put the Bible into English. Protestant church. John Calvin burned Servetus at the stake for not believing in the Trinity. John Calvin. You know, and so you're looking at, these are Christian upon Christian. These are just hideous things. Satan's alive and well in the Christian church. I'll tell you that. So that's the word. Now we're going to go to Deuteronomy 31. So we're going to see this has always been the way. People are going to be led away by their own lust.
21.
With other gods and everything else. Deuteronomy 31, 24. We're going to see that from the time of Moses. Well, I guess we even should start. Yeah. Here's Deuteronomy 31, 24. And it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law upon a scroll until he had finished them, then Moses commanded the Levites who were bearing the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, saying, take this scroll of the law and put it aside the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, your Elohim, so it shall be there in thy midst as a witness. For I know thy perverseness and thy stiff neck. Lo, while I am yet alive with you today, you are quarreling with Yahweh. How much more after my death? And as we know, the history of all people following Yahweh has been corrupted. It's just normal. Why they're still alive? I mean, this is 40. You're getting manna from heaven. You know, you're getting quail sent to you. You're not. You got a cloud over you, 24/7. And you're in a desert, and that's not enough of a miracle. You've gone through the Red Sea, you know, everything else, and that's not enough miracle to believe that this is our God. And you still go after the false gods, and that's what we've got today. Exodus 32:1, what we know? Aaron, we don't have to go there, but Aaron said, they came up to Aaron and said, make unto us gods. And he made him a god, the calf. Elijah, and 1 Kings 1:18. And this is all the way through here. Well, that's not my pastor. My pastor wouldn't do this. Real simple. If you don't have a Bible that has Yahweh in it, you must ask why. And if you have a Bible that the woman caught in adultery is in your Bible, you must ask why when it didn't happen. When you have a Bible that doesn't have, you know, that your church is talking about God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, then you should say, well, that's not in my scripture. Why? It's just one thing after another after another. 1:18:20. It's all around you.
Chapter 1, verse 18.
No, 1 Kings 18.
Oh, verse 18.
I'm sorry, 1 Kings 18, verse 20. I'm probably saying chapter. So Ahab, which his name is really Oxab, brother, father, sent among all the sons of Israel, and gathered the people unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah drew near unto all the people and said, how long are you limping on two divided opinions? If Yahweh be El, follow him. If Baal, follow him. So this is the people of Yahweh who came out of the wilderness. Where are they? Baal. Oxhaw. The 10 tribes. That was, I would say, remember there's 12 tribes. Judah and Benjamin were isolated, and you had probably 80% of the people now have the sins of Jeroboam. Jeroboam made two gods, one in Dan and one in Bethel. And all these people knew that. They knew that there's only one God, it's Yahweh. You had to come to the temple, but he overthrew that. Now you bring Baal in. And the people, but the people answered him, not a word. He says, if Yahweh is El, follow him. If Baal is El, follow him. And the people are quiet. And people have that tendency for wanting other gods. And same today. It's happened ever since the beginning, all through history. We know the nation of Israel, we don't have to go there. But the whole history is in 2 Kings 17. And it's talking about the whole nation of Israel was taken away by the Assyrians because of the same situation. Yeah, you think of the German population in World War II was 85% were Protestants or Christians. 85% of Christians did what the nation of Germany did. Where was their pastors? Where were their teachers? Who was teaching and what? Over there, but that's just the same deal. And now 50% of Democrats and 50% of Catholics vote Democrat for sodomy or for abortion. The Pope's, the Catholic Church is silent. I think most pastors are silent because they want the numbers. They submit because they don't want to be excommunicated. So Christ is excommunicated from all these churches. And we go into... we know that with Israel. And so we go into Judah. We don't have to go there either. But the nation of Israel is thrown away. Let's just look at that. Jeremiah 38. And now here's the last two tribes. So the 10 tribes are gone. And 150 years later, you didn't learn their lessons. And so you're going after false gods too. Here's Jeremiah. How many people... here's Yahweh's prophet. How many people are following the prophet of Yahweh when you have a million people probably here? I think Juan Brock, the scribe, Juan Brock. So why would we be surprised today? Jeremiah 38. That, well, not my pastor. All you got to do is search the scriptures. Here's the last king, King Zedekiah. Then King Zedekiah sent and fetched Jeremiah the prophet.
What verse?
Okay, I'm in Jeremiah 38, verse 14 through 19. The prophet said to him, and the third entrance, which is in the house of Yahweh, and the king said unto Jeremiah, I am going to ask you a thing, do not hide anything from me. Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, when I tell you, wilt thou not surely put me to death? And when I counsel thee, wilt thou not hearken unto me? So King Zedekiah swore unto Jeremiah secretly, saying, by the life of Yahweh, who made for us this soul. Yeah, they're swearing on Yahweh's name. And they don't obey Yahweh. And so King Saul did the same thing at the witch of Endor. So he went to the witch of Endor. She said, you're Saul! I swear to Yahweh that I'll protect you. You swear by Yahweh to a necromancer. Mm-hmm. It's like here's a prostitute. You're a pastor. Well, I swear to Yahweh I won't tell anybody. Let's have sex. You're like, really? But these guys are using Yahweh's name like anything. I will in no wise put thee to death, neither will I deliver thee into the hand of these men who are seeking thy soul, life. Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, thus saith Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, Elohim of Israel, if thou wilt indeed go forth unto the prince of the king of Babylon, then shall thy own soul live, and this city shall not be burned with fire, but thou shalt live, thou and thy house. Surrender! Here's the word of Yahweh. But if they will not go forth into the prince of the king of Babylon, then shall the city be delivered into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it up. And you find out, and he rejected the word of Yahweh. And you know what happened to this king? They came, and they broke in, and they grabbed his sons, and killed them all in front of his eyes, and then poked out his eyes and took him away. Because he didn't listen to Jeremiah. So how about us, when Yahweh speaks to us, and says, I am Yahweh thy God. Thou hast no other gods besides me. But we have other gods besides him. We have God the Son. We have God the Holy Spirit. And we got God the Father. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Wow. Are we even different than Zedekiah? No. Yahweh kind of waves some things, but there's only so much that he can do in that particular case. We know, okay, well, that was this. How about Christians? Well, these are Christians. Let's go to Acts 4, 1 through 3. Let's go into Christians. Christ has died, paid the price. Who killed Christ? Pilate? No. The high priest. The holiest of all people had Christ put to death.
Would you mind?
That's not good. 4, verse 1 through 3. As they were speaking unto the people, the high priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon him, being tired out because of their teaching the people and announcing in Yahushua the resurrection from among the dead. Now wait, who cares about the resurrection from among the dead? If everybody's in heaven, who cares? Right? I don't want my old stinking dead body. I'm in heaven. Right? You ever think about that? The resurrection of the dead is the foundation of what Christ performed. But if Cain was, put Abel in heaven, who cares? You know, everybody's in heaven. All right? Well, you're going to get your body. Well, I've been living there for thousands of years without any kind of body. Who cares about the body? See, so people wanted to be in heaven, so they're going to say, let's go to heaven. Mm-hmm. And people wanted gods. And Dan, because I don't have to go to Jerusalem, and they want one at Bethel, because it was a long walk to Jerusalem, you got it. We'll just make the gods for you. You want a God you can see? Jesus. You can see him. I got pictures of him. Hey, got one right here. Well, that would be breaking the first commandment, wouldn't it? No images of God. Well, he's God. I got an image right there. I'm in bad shape. Right? And they thrust on them their hands and put them in custody for the martyr was ready evening. And you know, the church hated the apostles. And the church was the synagogue. Now we go to Galatians 1. Here's the apostle Paul. What did they try to do to the apostle Paul for speaking the truth? Kill him. Over and over and over and over again. So at least we're not in that situation. In his lifetime, he's writing the doctrines, the truth. There is no God the Son. There is no God the Holy Spirit. There is no everybody in heaven. You know, it's all right here. Listen to that. Let's look at verse 3. Favor unto you and peace from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. No. It says from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Son, Yahweh, Yahushua. It's a real simple thing. It's on every epistle. It's never God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. How ridiculous is this? 1 verse 6. I marvel that thus quickly you are moving away from him that called you in the favor of Christ. They're doing it while he's alive, just like with Moses. Unto it, what? A different glad message. Same thing. Everything I read to you was a different glad message, which is not another. For there are some that are troubling you, wishing to change the glad message of the Christ, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. For even if we were a messenger out of heaven, announce a glad message unto you, aside from that which we announced unto you, a curse let him be. That's how bad this is. Let me see here. And it talks about in... well, run off to the right. It'll talk about, have I become your enemy because I speak to you the truth? I didn't write it down here. We go to 2 Timothy 1:15. And here it is. The Apostle Paul. Christian church. What happened? Thou knowest this, that all they who are in Asia have turned away from me. That is the church of Ephesus. That's the church of Galatia. That's the church of Colossae. All these are in Asia Minor. They've all turned away from me. How about all their leaders, their pastors? Gone, gone, gone. What do? They got circumcision. You know, you got everything else. You spoke of another Jesus, another Holy Spirit, and you created what the people want, just like Aaron did, and that was your God. And that's the same today. So this happened in his lifetime. Why do you think our churches are telling us the truth when we have the scriptures before us? And we go to 2 Timothy 4:3-4. This is the sheep. For there will be a season with the helpful teachings they will not endure, but according to their own what?
Covetings.
They want to be in heaven. They want multiple gods. They want to pray to a woman, become a mediator, to Mary. Mary's more important than Christ to the Catholic Church. You know, there's a rosary. I was raised a Catholic. There's a rosary. And you did one Our Father and 10 Hail Marys. One Our Father, 10 Hail Marys. And I thought, look at this. Not one thing for Christ. And instead of 10 Our Fathers, you do one Our Father and 10 Hail Marys. And through the whole thing, you're probably doing 50 Hail Marys and 5 Our Fathers. Wow! What kind of whack of stuff is that? And a Protestant can see that. But the Protestant does the exact same thing. By doing Father, Son, Holy Spirit, praying to Jesus. Now, Jesus is everything. Jesus is Yahweh. There's no Son, there's no Father, there's just Jesus. Now, let me do that again. There will be a season with the helpful teachings they will not endure, but according to their own covetings, will unto themselves heap up teachers because they have itching ear, and from the truth indeed their ear will they turn away, while unto stories will they turn themselves aside. There you go. So today, the first commandment, Exodus 21-6, is gone. You know, because Yahweh is not our God. The first, you know, what is the great commandment? Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our Elohim, Yahweh is one. No, that's no good. All right, there's no Yahweh. So the Greeks got rid of Yahweh, so the old Septuagint, the Greek Old Testament, completely removed any, you know, remind me of Passover, where they got leaven out of their house. They went through the whole house and got leaven out for Passover. Well, they went through the whole scriptures and got Yahweh completely out of his book. If it was in your name, you got it out of your book. So Elijah was changed to Helios. And so anything with J-A-H was removed. And so they removed Yahweh from everything. Now today we got, that's not the first commandment, because it is love Jesus, and that's your first commandment. The dead are alive. No, that's 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. Do not speak in tongues. No, that's 1 Corinthians 14:5-39. Churches should do divorces. Did your church do divorces? No. That's 1 Corinthians 6. We're not supposed to be in front of the unbeliever. Good wise men are supposed to be judges. The church isn't doing that. Grace and forgiveness. Oh, everything is forgiven. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:10. Yeah, it's just great. It says forgiven is forgiven. Huh. And so, I can murder somebody and say, I'm sorry, and die, and no consequence. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, that's what they're saying. So I can rape, pillage, and murder, say I'm sorry, and die. And okay, you're good. What about those people I hurt? Let's look at 10. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of the Christ, that each one may give back the things done by means of his body. According to the things which he practiced, whether good, that's great, rewards, or what?
Corrupt.
Well, no. Because everything's forgiven. That's not justice. That's not Yahweh, does it? Love the sinner, you know. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 5:13. Love the sinner, hate the sin. Can I be friends with a homosexual? A drunkard, a fornicator, you know, a Christian, you know, a person who became a Christian, and somebody who is not going to repent and change from these directions. What's it say in verse 13? Whereas then who are without God judges? Remove ye the wicked man from among yourselves. Oh, does the church tell you if he's a fornicator or a drunkard, you know, et cetera, et cetera, sodomite? No, bring him on to church. Let him associate with people. No, it says right here, well, how dare you? That's heretical. The Apostle Paul is teaching heretics, heretical teachings. He is a heretic. The Apostle Paul is a heretic, not our pastor. And obviously we know about hell, you know, and a big doctrine of the church. And we know, you know, that's a whole other teaching altogether, but there's the word Sheol, there's the word the Valley of Hinnom. Everybody's going to be raised, regardless, and everybody's going to die once unless Christ comes back, but not everybody's going to die twice. And so we know they are going to be judged, they're going to be raised, and they're going to pay the penalty of what they did if they did not correct it while they're alive here. So if you're alive here, correct it. If you're not... So in this is King David, he owes who?
Uriah.
And his family. And all the people involved in that situation. And the people who die with Uriah. I'm saying he's a Hittite. Uriah, I was probably put an H there. And all the people who die with him, and David owes that. He should be proud to serve them. You know, for 100 years to undo that. And we should all be proud to undo anything that we did. Pay back either this life or the next life. I want to pay it back. And if we don't, who are you? You know? I mean, you want to get away with it? Is that what you're saying? If I stole $10,000 and I don't want to pay it back on the new earth and, you know, work for a year or 5 years to pay that back? Who are you? You know, that's not Christ. On the contrary, but we'll end there. The point being, are you willing to take the heat and stand alone? To be teleos means to become perfect. We're supposed to become imitators of Christ and imitators of Apostle Paul. Did these guys stand alone? Yes, they did. Did they take the heat? Yes, they did. Were they really popular?
No.
At sometimes, yes, and other times, kill them. Are you willing to do that same here? Are you willing to talk to your pastor? And if you do go to these churches and keep going for fellowship, okay. Don't be compromised. And you must tell your children, if you take them, here's the teachings that are wrong. Otherwise, if you don't teach them, then your children are corrupted. And when you die, they carry on pseudo-Christianity, which is not pleasing Yahweh. So we'll hear from our Heavenly Father with a prophecy. Be still and know that I abide in your stillness, in your heart, as you lay dormant. Reflect upon me and reflect upon me inside you. It will give you information that you need to know to make your life purer than it has before. So you are well pleasing in my sight as long as you seek my will, to do my will, and to be my follower and my son, my only begotten son. Amen.